For this week's Spotlight, I am happy to be joined by Kusasa Stars founder, George Fred. George, welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, when did Kusasa Stars get started and what is the vision for the team?
I think it's been, we've been running this for probably about three, four years. I'm sort of English, as you can tell by my accent, and I come to Africa quite a bit. And I was involved in a local school in Franschhoek, which is called the Kusasa Project, and their educational sort of they have a school that takes kids from around sort of 5 to 11, and I started getting involved in sport there, just giving them sort of a football practice and rugby and all the different things that kids like to do, get rid of their energy, and then I really I could do something more. So I then started to use my contacts that I've got over the years, and decided to say that I'm going to take some of these kids plus a lot of the others from the local township to Sweden. I was people looked at me and said, "You're never going to get them out of the country." That's how it started, really. It was my vision to sort of say use my contacts and my energy to enrich these kids' lives.
And when it comes to the coach, how did you find him? Tell me about him, and how do you also, you know, fund the entire project?
Well, the funding is done by we get donations from different individuals, really. We've been sort of getting funding from Sweden, from the UK, some from South Africa. We try to sort of use it. It is obviously sport, but we use it as an educational tool. We say to the kids that, you know, you need to do well at school before they're even looked at. We need to for them to be able to go. We look at their school reports and stuff like that. So it's more of an educational than sport, but because I'm a sort of background is sport, I realise that, you know, you can get a lot of out of kids, certainly if you give them sort of a carrot of a wonderful experience like this. We've got different coaches. We've got coaches over in South Africa that are local to the community, and we've got coaches that have are over in Sweden. We've got coaches in the UK. But at the moment, certainly the kids are coached by their local father figures, really, as such. They're local guys. This year we were going to be taking a girls team and a boys team. Because of COVID, we couldn't. We had four coaches, with two ladies and two guys, so they're going to come. But obviously that was all cancelled.
So, you know, you speak to the educational aspect of this, and I think there's something to be said for what a trip to Sweden, you know, the competitive nature of the tournament, what that does beyond what sport is. You know, we're not saying that all of these kids have to play for the national team, but what that, the spark that it'll give them. Tell me about the Gothia Cup and what it'll mean for them in terms of an experience.
Yeah, I mean, what we say is, for these underprivileged children, it will be a life-changing experience and open their eyes to a broader world. That's that sort of what we try to say to people. They meet different people. They're encouraged to appreciate the opportunity beyond their own environment. I mean, these kids are they're underprivileged and from difficult beginnings, and it's felt that, you know, giving them sort of an experience like this will show them that there's more to life than what they're doing currently. And we try to choose between the ages of 10 and 14 years of age. We think that's a good age group. And then we've been doing this for this year would have been the third year to go to the Gothia. You know, the kids that have actually gone now and won't be going again because they're too old, we keep an eye on them. And we're planning to maybe take an under 17s team in a few years' time. So yeah, we try to keep them under our wing and just give them a bit of guidance, really. And as I say, for them to go to Sweden is an amazing experience for them. You know, when I took the kids for the first time, I was amazed that, you know, these kids had not even been in a lift. For them to go on an escalator, to them to go on a plane, to go on a boat, you know, was just an amazing experience for them. And they brought that back, you know, to the other kids and said, wow, what a great, fantastic, what we did. And, you know, the second year, I had so many kids that wanted to go, and it's so difficult to choose the right kids to take. So, yeah, it's the educational experience, and the football is just unbelievable. I mean, the quality of the football. So the kids need to be reasonable football players as well.
But it's an absolutely fantastic thing. I mean, the Gothia Cup, you know, I'm looking at some of these figures over here. Just thousands of kids go, and it's just this large scale tournament.
No, it's the biggest. Yes, correct. Yeah, it's called the Gothia Cup. It's also known as the World Youth Cup. Mm. It takes place in Sweden annually, and is the largest football tournament in the world. The only ceremony is held in the Olympic Stadium in Gothenburg, and is attended by over 50,000 spectators. Last year, I think it was, there were 1,700 teams, 80 nations, and 4,500 matches were played on 100 pitches. It basically takes over the whole of Gothenburg, the whole tournament. And it's been running since 1974. So it's one of those tournaments that, when I first went, I took a girls' Millwall team there, it was the best tournament in the world, without a shadow of a doubt. So, you know, for us to take these kids there, it was an amazing experience for them. I mean, for us, and to top it all off, last year the kids, we represented South Africa in the 50,000 spectators at the opening ceremony, and carried the South African flag.
Fantastic.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
So, you know, you mentioned that you get funding from different sources, and you're going to be having all these kids who want to go. So I'm assuming all the information that we need to contact you is on kusasastars.co.za, if people want to get in touch and donate.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I mean, we're now looking for next year, funding is our most important thing that we need to do, because we've got everything in place. We've got the kids. We're taking the kids that we couldn't take this year. We're going to take them, girls and boys teams, we've got the coaches. We've got the structure. We've got Gothia absolutely love us. We haven't mentioned, but last year we had a film made of us by a South African guy called Shane, who's the director. And we had for four months we had a film crew with us. So the Gothia, if anybody wants to see what we do, please go on our website, as you say, the Guitars of Stars, and see the video. The video is just amazing. I don't know if you guys can show it somewhere. It's the trailer for the film, which is only a 2-minute edited version. But the film is for 55 minutes, but the film really basically shows you what we do. It's just a fantastic film, and I can only thank Shane for Luton, who's the director.
It's just fantastic stuff, and I mean, we'll definitely share the trailer on our social media platform so that people can check it out, we will share the website as well, kusasastars.co.za. Thank you so much, George, for what you're doing for these kids over in Gqunda in the Western Cape, and for joining me on the show. And we wish you guys all the best. I know it's been a tough year this year specifically, but it can only get better from here, and I'm sure Gothia Cup 2021 will be pleased to have the boys back.
And girls.
And girls, yes.
Yes, right. It's great to speak to you, and stay safe in South Africa. I'll hopefully be back over in January, and I can take up the baton again and see how we're going with this fantastic tour.
Fantastic. George Fred, founder of Kusasa Stars, thank you very much for joining me on the show, and have a great day further.
Take care. Bye-bye.